This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, really excited for this next hour of the Alex Jones Show, because we're going to be joined by Steve Bannon and Jack Posobiec. In fact, we are joined by them right now, and we're going to be covering the debates that have been going on, specifically the big Senate debate between Fetterman and Oz, which was beyond a disaster for Fetterman, just beyond a disaster. We'll play some of those clips coming up, but I bring in Steve Bannon and Jack Posobiec now. And guys, let's just kind of give just a brief reaction to the debates, whether it's the Zeldin-Hochul debate and the Fetterman-Oz debate, or just all the debates, or in some cases, lack thereof. Just what's been your kind of initial response to this now, 13 days from the midterm, Steve Bannon?
Well, first off, last night, Tudor Dixon took it to Whitmer, and Lee Zeldin took it to Hochul, and I think this is the issue. Every time you're on a debate stage with a MAGA Republican, they're bringing heat. And this is why people don't want to debate. This is why Josh Shapiro is not debating Mastriano. You know, Posobiec's a son of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. For a place that has that much history, that means that much to the American people, all the way from the Revolution, from the founding of the nation to the Revolution, the Civil War, down to the current day, it was, Owen, I think is nothing more than a humiliation. It shows you that how crass and cynical the Democrats are. He's a guy who's very ill. I mean, we cover him as the cyborg because it's half man and half machine. And now you see him, they're complaining about that, Owen, that it wasn't done right. And we knew that was going to happen. That's the problem with having a cyborg. But I actually felt for the guy. He's seriously ill. He has a very tough, rehab to go for him. And the Democrats are so callous to put it out there. And Posobiec, I think, nailed it this morning on his Twitter that they want Shapiro to sneak in here without debating to win and then to appoint the wife to be the senator. So, Jack, I know this had to hurt you last night being a son of Pennsylvania.
No, Steve, that's exactly right. So what they're trying to do, and Richard Barris actually just covered this on his show, but he said, look, if they can get both Democrats in by fortifying the election as hard as possible, the same way we've seen fortified elections before, what they'll do is John Fetterman, if he's elected, the plan is for him to not serve a single day in the United States Senate. They will appoint, and they have a list of people, it's a short list, but of course at the very top of that list, Steve, I've been saying this on War Room for months now, it's the wife. They want to appoint that wife. Think of it. She's endorsed and blue checked on Twitter as a verified Twitter user as the second lady of Pennsylvania. Doug Mastriano, the actual Republican candidate, isn't even verified. One of the only statewides in Pennsylvania where Twitter won't allow this. And so we can see the fix has been in from the start. At the end of the day, Steve, I came on this program last week with Alex, and I said they're putting Fetterman up as a prototype. This isn't even about the election. They want to see if they can take someone whose mind has already been damaged and then combine them with this machine assistance in order to show a prototype of the technology, roll it out, and for the transhumanist agenda. Now, I don't think the technology is there yet, as we saw last night. The technology ain't there, or you have to show that you need the subject to be at a certain mental acuity, which, of course, Fetterman was not yet, for the technology to be successful. So we didn't get that last night. We saw, and of course we see him complain, he's blaming it on the technology, he's blaming it on the system, but what are they doing? What are they doing in the midst of all of this? While we see Fetterman, while he's complaining about this, campaign's complaining about the system, the computer, they're normalizing the idea of candidates using computer assistance and computer technology impacted directly into their minds, a mind-man merger. On stage, right before our eyes, they're normalizing this. They're normalizing it to the point where they're saying, oh, the computer was just malfunctioning, but it's totally normal for a candidate to be hooked up like this.
Owen, this is, I know we got just a short segment here, but this is what they've been condemning Alex Jones as a conspiracy theory guy for a decade, right? Are we not seeing what Alex Jones has warned about? Last night you saw a man-machine merger. It's just not closed caption. We had our transhumanist editor there, Joe Allen. It's a whole system to kind of make it right for his brain. And they complained this morning that the system wasn't set up correctly. They had the gall to complain that the system they had, the man-machine merger.
The president just got us in a nuclear war because the system wasn't working. His brain implant wasn't working. Oh, oops, our bad. Sorry.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And we're joined here by the great Steve Bannon and Jack Posobiec. We're breaking down last night's debates, specifically what happened with the Fetterman-Oz debate. And folks, if you don't think it was that bad, it really was worse. Here is the opening statement from Fetterman, just an example of what a disaster last night was.
Hi, good night, everybody. I'm running to serve Pennsylvania. He's running to use Pennsylvania. Here's a man that spent more than $20 million of his own money to try to buy that seat. I'm also having to talk about something called the Oz rule, that if he's on TV, he's lying. He did that during his career on his TV show. He's done that during his campaign about lying about our record here. And he's also lying probably during this debate. And let's also talk about the elephant in the room. I had a stroke. He's never let me forget that. And I might miss some words during this debate, mush two words together, but it knocked me down, but I'm going to keep coming back up. And this campaign is all about, to me, is about fighting for everyone in Pennsylvania that ever got knocked down, that needs to get back up, and fighting for all forgotten communities all across Pennsylvania that also got knocked down, that needs to get back up.
Okay, the fumbles, the stutters, admitting he's having problems. Steve Bannon, what did we just see there?
That was, at the beginning, it was, it's so awful that you sit there and go, what are they doing here? I mean, this guy can't have, and look, if you look at the New York and Michigan debate, and I think Tudor Dixon and Lee Zeldin crushed their Democratic opposition, right, two sitting governors. But it was give and take. It was thrust and parry. They were at each other for the entire time. And Owen, quite frankly, something I want to get to. Your last segment about the vaccines was a big part of both of those. But there you had people defending policy and other people, all of them. That's what a debate's supposed to be. What you saw last night was pathetic. It was beneath the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to have to watch that. And here's what I really got a problem with. Josh Shapiro has not come out. He's still hiding from Mastriano, and he will not come out and condemn what happened last night by the Democratic Party.
Jack, you're a Pennsylvania voter. What did you see last night?
Look, I saw it was disrespectful. It was disrespectful to John Fetterman, to his family, in a sense, though I know obviously his wife plays a huge role in this. And it was disrespectful to my family. It was disrespectful to the people of Pennsylvania, the people of our Commonwealth. Look, Pennsylvania is hurting right now. Whether you're looking at the fentanyl that's pouring into our state from all over the world, obviously across the southern border, coming directly from the Chinese Communist Party, whether it's the crime that's pouring out of Philadelphia, murdering children in our streets, coming out into the suburbs there from Philadelphia, people getting killed at football games, people getting killed in the street there, and then nobody getting locked up over this. You see a massive amount of disrespect for the people of our state who are hurting because of these economic policies. And one of the big policies that did come up in terms of this was this idea of fracking. And should the people of Pennsylvania be able to utilize the resources that God bequeathed to them underneath the very ground of the state itself, the Marcellus Shale Find, the same as the Permian Basin, the Bracken Formation out west? Fetterman, when they asked him about this, you could tell that he forgot what he was supposed to say. He couldn't tell where he was.
Well, Jack, let's play the clip. Let's give the evidence to what you're talking about and then respond. Here is the clip that Jack is talking about. Fetterman stumbling over the question on fracking. Clip two.
Mr. Oz, I do want to clarify something. You're saying tonight that you support fracking, that you've always supported fracking, but there is that 2018 interview that you said, quote, I don't support fracking at all. So how do you square the two?
I do support fracking, and I support fracking, and I stand, and I do support fracking.
Okay, thank you, Mr.
Okay, so obviously the answer was a bunch of fumbling, and Jack, to me, he got confused, I guess, at the beginning. He didn't even know the question was directed towards him, and then he knows that the left-wing ideology is banned fracking, but he knows he also can't say that on the debate stage. It would crush him. That's what I saw. What'd you see?
Yeah, my guess is that, and I'll put my analyst hat on here, is that he probably had a prepared statement that his campaign had given him. If I were staffing him, if I were a guy on the left, one of these operatives, I would have given him a prepared statement that kind of threaded the needle to say that, you know, we have to have resources, but it has to be safe and environmental. He completely went into vapor lock. That was like a flashing 404 error up on his head. And look, Owen, when I just went up to Pennsylvania, and I was in Erie, Pennsylvania, and we talked about the Mastriano plan to build a Pennsylvania pipeline for that Freedom Gas straight up to Erie, another one out to Philadelphia, to put this Pennsylvania Freedom Gas out on the world market, actually be able to undercut OPEC and then ensure American energy dominance. It was probably the biggest applause line that I got, because we're talking six-figure jobs that would be coming back to the people of Pennsylvania, whether you're a trucker, whether you're a worker, whether you're someone who can go and actually work on these sites. These are massive, massive, and then the secondary, tertiary economic effects thereof in terms of utilizing this. Josh Shapiro, he wants to ban this. Fetterman, he's never been on the side of this. The coal mining, of course, obviously, this would be a huge boon for Pennsylvania to actually start bringing this back. This is an agenda that it's not like the Dobbs decision. It's not like some of these other decisions that just kind of, you know, democracy at stake. What does that even mean? You can't put that in your fuel tank. You can't put that on your kitchen table and eat it at dinner time. You can't serve the Dobbs decision and democracy to your children. These are things that actually matter. People are starting to go. You go up to that northern tier of Pennsylvania, people can go to the dentist for the first time because dentists are opening up in some of these small towns, because that's how bad it's been since they shipped all of our manufacturing jobs, our steel jobs, over to the Far East. That's how bad it's been. We can now bring it back with Mastriano, and you have to stop Oz. You have to stop Shapiro in order to make this happen.
Yeah, Steve, this has actually been one of your big issues when you are specifically working with Trump, was the jobs being sent out of America, specifically to China. And this is one of the agendas, is ship the energy off it, offshore the energy too. We can bring the energy back.
Look, that's a policy discussion, and we should have that, and the people of Pennsylvania should have that. That's not what we just saw. What we just saw is the cyborg had a malfunction. This is monumental, and that's why I think it's humiliating, but everybody in America should watch it. Posobiec just laid out a rational, and if you were in New York or if you were in Michigan, you had that thrust and parry of two conflicting ideas of what American industrial life should be and the economics around that. That's not what we just saw. What we just saw is the cyborg had a malfunction, okay, for whatever reason. And this is why it's a disgrace. This thing is at such a level, we can't even honor it. To even put it up to having a policy discussion means that we're buying into the cyborg. And it's and I don't say that to try to hurt this guy's feelings or try to hurt people's feelings or hurt his family. This is something that's very dangerous. It showed last night, and to have the political class on. This morning we woke up to the political class sitting there, gosh, we didn't really know it was that bad. He's hidden it so much. That's a bald-faced lie. Posobiec has talked about this. He's been up there. He's talked about this on War Room for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. Everybody knew the shape this guy was in, right? Everybody knew it. Everybody in the Democratic Party, all the media. And last night on MSNBC, the lead reporter for New York Magazine covering it, she went on and try to make an excuse about how it was so amazing he was really countering ableism and he was up there. This is dangerous. You had man-machine merger, and what you just saw right there is the man-machine merger, the cyborg malfunction on global television.
Well, and we can't, because it's this difficult line that we walk now, too, where, hey, we're sympathetic, right? I mean, we're sympathetic. We don't like seeing somebody up there struggling like that. We don't want to see people in that position, but this is the country's future. This is our prosperity we're talking about here. So we have to tell the truth. John Fetterman is not even capable of having a debate, let alone being in the Senate. But it's, oh, see, but it's, Steve, you say that. It's like they had no idea how ill he was, but they all knew it. Notice how they've changed their rhetoric now. Notice how the rhetoric today and this morning is, look at how brave Fetterman is. Look at how he's going up there knowing he'll be humiliated because of the after effects from a stroke. Wait a second. 2 months ago, you were saying he was fine and there were no after effects. Now you're telling us to be sympathetic because he can't talk?
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And Oz, doctor. Anyway, what was the next question you had for me in clip J?
Person on the stage who's broken the law, we believe. John Fetterman took a shotgun, chased a unarmed African-American man, and put the gun, apparently, according to that man, to his chest. John, you weren't pulled over by the police. They let you go. You were the mayor at the time. Why haven't you apologized to that unarmed, innocent black man who you put a shotgun to his chest?
All right. We will allow a 30-second response to that, Mr. Fetterman, specifically what he was saying, referring to the incident in Braddock.
I made the opportunity to defend my community as the chief law enforcement officer there. Everybody in Braddock, an overwhelmingly majority community of black community, all understood what happened. You know, they understood what happened, and everybody agreed that, and nobody believes that it was anything about me making a split-second decision to defend our community as well.
Why not apologize?
Well, Jack, obviously, the hypocrisy here is pretty obvious, and as inconsequential as that event may have been, you know the inconsistencies here. We know the incongruencies with applying that. If let's say any Republican, let alone Dr. Oz, would have done something similar, that would have been the end of their political career. But John Fetterman can just say, I did the right thing, black, and he gets away with it.
Well, I mean, look, you know, it's not hypocrisy, though. Really, it's hierarchy. The idea that a Republican or a conservative can say anything, have their words twisted, have the way you pronounce words twisted, as I've had done to me, they smear who they fear, right? This has nothing to do with whether or not someone is actually, you know, racist or not racist. What it has to do is power and control. Because in order to institute their agenda of total power and total control, they need people that are human sponges, mush minds, like Fetterman in there in office. Look what they got in the Oval Office if you need any further indication of that or any further verification. Because it's not about, this guy isn't the one who's going to be pushing the button. This guy's not the one that's actually going to be weighing and measuring the limits on abortion or whether we go to nuclear war with Russia over Ukraine or what we're going to do in terms of, you know, are we doing climate policies, this, that, and the other thing? Are we going to allow AI to take over our world even more than we do? Are we going to continue spending and printing money to keep people in global economic slavery, right? They don't want someone in there that's actually going to ask questions. They don't want someone in there that can actually think through these things by themselves. And what better way than to actually have someone who physically cannot think for himself unless he's hooked up to a computer that they control? That's who John Fetterman is. That's who Joe Biden is. That's why they're trying to stop him. That's why they want people that are either, number one, simply going to be there because they're ambitious and will say whatever the regime wants, like Josh Shapiro, or someone that they can actually control at a cerebral level, like John Fetterman.
Steve, let's think about how this applies to the midterms. Or you had a comment. You can respond to Jack. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hang on. This is key. Because remember, and I know we'll talk about some geopolitics later in the show, geostrategic initiatives are going around right now. This is about control of the Senate. They understand of these four or five seats we're defending, this is the one they thought was the lowest hanging fruit. Okay? They see the Senate slipping away from them, and the control of the Senate right now with all the important issues the Senate deals with separate from the House. This is why it's so central. And they would go to have a man-machine merger to try to have that up on stage and fool the folks in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. That's what's so shocking, and they got outed last night. This is why this thing is so much deeper and more troubling than just a normal Senate race. One, shifting the entire power of the Senate to MAGA, right? They're trying to defend it at all costs, and they would do it with a man-machine merger. They did it with essentially a cyborg. And what did they complain about today? Their first thing they came out with is that, oh, the moderators didn't have the cyborg programmed right. Because it wasn't, pointing out their lie, Owen, that it wasn't just closed caption. This is something much deeper. If you had said a year ago, or if Alex Jones had said it on this very show, that you're going to see a man-machine merger, and the entire Senate is going to hang in the balance on one debate where he's up on stage about whether the man-machine merger actually works, they would have laughed this off as, this is no more crazy talk from Alex Jones. This is ridiculous. That's what you saw in Philadelphia last night. It's quite ironic that it's back to the very beginning of American liberty, that there you see what transhumanism has in store for the future of us.
Well, and the incredible thing, now we have more of an idea of why there was that kerfuffle over the NBC interview where he needed multiple machines just to conduct the interview. And the NBC interviewer was like, this is really strange. This is odd. I'm going to report this as a news story. And they said, oh, how dare you? You're ableist. That's not the case. He's perfectly fine. But he only had one or two machines to work with him last night. He needed four or five. And we saw the results. So, but let's talk about the midterms now, 13 days away. I want to get the opinion from Jack Posobiec and Steve Bannon, our guests here today. Is the race over? I mean, how is it not? I mean, Fetterman was so bad last night. No. All the polls are indicating that Oz won. I'm not telling people not to vote, but I'm just saying, I mean, where do you view the race now after last night?
Look, no, Owen. I mean, this is just like 2020 all over again, because they know when they don't have the candidate, what do? They flip the switch and they begin to fortify the elections. There was a headline from the Associated Press just today, a few hours ago, talking about this, that said, well, you know, there's times where a machine might switch your vote. There's times where there's some issues, but we're going to work on that. You got the Department of Justice under Biden putting out these statements saying, by the way, you know, these systems, these critical election infrastructure systems, they're susceptible to cyber attack. There's many issues. We've got to look forward to this. And at the end of the day, the biggest one for specifically Pennsylvania, but a lot of these states have this issue as well. The United States Supreme Court came out and put out a decision that said, hey, you can't count these ballots if they come in without dates. If they don't come out without the paperwork filled out properly, you cannot count them. The state of Pennsylvania, which is currently controlled by Democrats, including Josh Shapiro, came out and said, well, that's a nice opinion, Supreme Court, but we're not going to follow it. You're setting up a constitutional crisis for both of these elections statewide in Pennsylvania, really all the elections in Pennsylvania, for Mastriano, for Shapiro, because they've said they are going to include ballots, which the Supreme Court, United States Supreme Court, has said are illegal. That's how they're going to try to get out of this.
And that was my question is, of course, any common sense state would not elect John Fetterman, but whether that exists or not, the voter fraud exists. I mean, how we did go, it's reported that the Republicans...
You need the Patriots there on game day. The Patriots need to show up on game day. You need to stand in line as long as it takes, as many hours as it takes. Bring the water, bring your Wawa or Sheets provisions, whatever you need. Stand in line. Patriots do not step back. Take no step back. No surrender.
Well, Wawa's are shutting down now. I want to get Steve Bannon's take on the other side of this, because here's the good news. Apparently, Republicans went from about 250 poll watchers in 2020 to 6,000 heading into the midterm election. So, I mean, they're well aware. We saw them blocking the windows at Philadelphia. We saw the ballot boxes coming in the middle of the night. We saw the vote Viagra for Biden. He's losing all day, and then it goes straight up, and then they stop the counting. How concerned are we about that in the 2022 midterms? We ask Steve Bannon on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Look,
I'm not bragging, it's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, fighting the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, there were other highlights from last night. The Fetterman Senate debate obviously getting most of the attention. It's the balance of the Senate and just the example of the cyborg Fetterman that was such an embarrassment. But Zeldin got Hochul to admit she doesn't care about crime. Tudor Dixon got Gretchen Whitmer to lie about school closures and lockdowns that received a major backlash today. But, Steve, let's just look at the midterms overall. how concerned are you where we stand? Because I see all of the political momentum obviously moving in the direction of Republicans. It really has since 2016. But as in 2020, I'm afraid it's not going to be fairly represented with the votes. Steve Bannon, what are you thinking when it comes to midterms and the odds of a Republican victory against all the election fraud we know is going to exist?
Look, right now we have two things. Get out the vote. Everybody's got to man the ramparts. And also you got to sign up and volunteer to be an election official, a poll worker, not just a poll watcher. It's got to be the Youngkin model in Virginia. Remember, Youngkin's not our guy. I know he's not an Alex Jones guy. But it showed you 100% participation by MAGA plus these suburban moms. And that's why that segment you did right before I came on when I was watching the show about the vaccines is critically important. That's the thing nobody's talking about. It's the three I's. It's immigration, it's inflation, it's injections. That is what's bringing this coalition together, and we know that we're expanding the battlefield, right, on the votes. Now, we got to figure out how we're going to close on this and not have it stolen. But look in New England. In Connecticut, there are two House seats that are totally in play right now. We could win. Why? Suburban Connecticut, the moms up there are furious. You add a MAGA vote to these suburban moms and dads, the parental rights thing, but particularly about the injection. They're very silent about it, but they're vocal at the school boards of what they don't want to have happen. Rhode Island, too. Maine, too. Two seats in New Hampshire. The Vermont Senate is two or three points away on the Senate seat in Vermont, Bernie Sanders' home state, in New Hampshire. General Baldock's almost dead heat. The Republicans are actually coming back in with money. New York State, there are 12 to 15 House seats in play, 12 to 15 House seats. Lee Zeldin, with no money, is in a dead heat. With Hochul, Letitia James is two or three points behind Henry, who's had no money to spend. By the way, one of the House seats in the Hudson Valley is the head of the DCC, is the head guy for the strategy and doling out the money. They just had to put $600,000 into his House seat. That's never happened before in history. You look at Washington State, you got a dead heat there in the Senate race. You got Joe Kent winning. You got three House seats in Oregon that MAGA candidates right now are on the cusp of winning. You've got the Oregon governorship. We've expanded this battlefield all over. So what we have to do now, Owen, and that's why I think this vaccine thing, CDC gave us a gift, a political gift last week by this unanimous vote when they didn't have any debate. They bring up any facts. I think people are furious about this, about the children. That is the secret weapon going in to build this coalition. Everybody in this audience, particularly the Alex Jones InfoWars audience, and know the fight we've been fighting for decades against the globalists. We're right on the cusp of having the opportunity to destroy the Democratic Party as a national political institution, from school boards all the way up to the House and the Senate. And Owen, here's the big tell. Today in the Hill, the lead story this morning was about how the knives are already out internally at the White House, on the Hill. They're blaming Pelosi, Hoyer, Clyburn. The younger progressives saying these people are in their 80s. They didn't get the right issues. J6 never really mattered. Abortion played out. Climate change is not somebody's going to vote on. It's crime. It's inflation. It's the injection. That's what's playing on people's minds right now. They said, and here's the number they gave. They said anything 30 seats and above in the House and any flip of the Senate, and that's why Pennsylvania is so big, that immediately all the House and Senate leadership is going to be broomed immediately, and that Joe Biden, they're going to force Biden to announce in like 24 or 48 hours he's not running again for president because this is a repudiation of his presidency. Look, this shows so much. Number one, Owen, you know this, you can do the math. No regime could have collapsed this quickly when we had no money if they actually had 81 million votes the first time around. This proves the case more than ever. They didn't win in 2020. Okay? What we have to do now is an overwhelming show of force everywhere to converge. Own your vote. Get out the vote. Help get out the vote. Go volunteer, phone bank, walk a precinct. And in addition, we have to close the deal. Remember, in 2020, we won, but we didn't close. And it's like in mergers and acquisitions. If you don't close the deal, it doesn't matter. The way we got to close, and we still got the problems with the machines. I understand that. And you see the Wall Street Journal today, the op-eds or the editorial page talks about we still got problems with the mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. And these are going to be fights. But the way you do that, you get into the room and become a poll worker. This is 100%, Owen, within our hands to grasp. This will never come again. We have a unique opportunity. opportunity to have something like 1932 or right after the Civil War, when you had these massive realignments in American politics, we could blow these people out of the House and the Senate for a decade. Okay, if we pick up 40 or 50 seats, it gets us up to what, 260, 270, and those guys below 150, you kill them for a generation because they're going to sit there with no power. All of your great talent's going to leave. They're not going to sit in D.C. and just be on a minority in a committee. It doesn't work like that because you have no power. This is our opportunity to destroy the Groomer Party, to destroy the Globalist Party, to back off their Wall Street and their corporate interest, and to go for it. So that's why I say everything's the next 13 days, sir.
Well, and I actually want to focus on that cause in the next segment, ending what I believe is the biggest hate group and terror group in American history, the Democrat Party. But I want to get into that with you on the other side, because I know you've dedicated a lot of your effort and work to that. But getting back to the vote issue, we spoke in the last segment. Republicans went from about 250 poll watchers in the 2020 presidential election. They've got over 6,000 now. We have been seeing the stories about, and of course, the liberal media is panicked. They hate poll watchers. They don't like people watching the mail-in drop box ballots. Oh, I wonder why they don't like that. I think the answer is obvious. But do you think it's enough? I mean, how do you think it'll back the Democrats off? Do you think there'll be enough evidence to prove if they do go forward with voter fraud? I mean, there were two stories today. Ballots found in Rogue River in Oregon. Another one here, Georgia mail truck potentially carrying absentee ballots destroyed by fire. Is this them covering up their crimes? Is it a coincidence? I mean, so how do you see that issue solving itself coming up here?
Here's what happened in 2020. Look, in 2016, we were prepped. We were ready to go into court, into fight. We had people on the ground. Remember, we won just by, what, 10,000 votes in Michigan, or 10,000 in Wisconsin, 20,000 in Michigan, 40,000 in Pennsylvania. We were able to fight any kind of protest they had, right? We were able to close the deal with very thin numbers. In 2020, you know, for whatever reason, they weren't prepared. And Mark Elias and these guys warned us. They told us exactly what was going to happen. They walk you through Transition Integrity Project. They told us how they were going to steal it with the mail-in ballots. And let's leave the machines off to a side for a second. We can do this because you're quoting stories right there, Owens, of people finding it now. That's why they're in meltdown with guys in Cami, by the law, with the open carry in Arizona, total solid citizens. They're in meltdown. They're in federal court even as we speak to try to get that shut down. Why? We don't want any more 2,000 mule situation. That's why the audience, if you see it, report it. We can't wait till after the fact. We have to be now to report it all, and you have to be in the counting room. You have to sit around that green table and argue about every ballot. That's the way we stop it. It's not a perfect system. It worked in the Commonwealth of Virginia with Youngkin. I think it's going to work now. We got to outvote the algorithm. We got to outvote the money. We got to outvote the corruption and stealing it. But with this close away, and I think with every patriot in a counting room, we can pull this off.
You know, and another issue, too, with the early voting, you know, Pennsylvania, I think, has already had early voting for a week or so now. So people went and voted for Fetterman before seeing that disastrous debate. They probably regret it. That's why early voting is a problem, especially before any debates. But, you know, another thing, I understand why people do early voting. In fact, I've done early voting myself. I get it. It's sometimes it's more convenient for you. Sometimes it's quicker. But recall this fact, folks. If they know how many votes are there before Election Day, if somebody wanted to steal it, they'd know how many votes they need to steal it. Do you really want to give them that ammunition? It might be worth waiting an extra 30 minutes to an hour on Election Day to cast your ballot instead of doing it early and perhaps giving somebody some intel that they might use that day. All right, when we come back, I want to talk to Steve Bannon about dedicating his work, which I am in complete agreement with, to finally eradicating this country of the cancer known as the Democrat Party.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Steve Bannon is with us here on the Alex Jones Show. And Steve, you have talked about dedicating a lot of your work and energy and time into eradicating this country of the cancer known as the Democrat Party. We're kindred spirits in that. I have also basically made a formal announcement of the same thing. My reasoning being, the Democrat Party formed out of the ashes of the KKK. It was then resurrected into cultural political power with the violent terrorists of the Weather Underground to now be introduced as the violent communistic Democrat Party with the violence of Antifa and BLM that it is today. And with all of that history behind us, how could we not be looking to eliminate the Democrat Party as a political party from this country? You laid out how there's a path to that, specifically in these midterms. But I ask you, Steve, why would you want to dedicate so much of your work, your time, your effort into destroying the Democrat Party? Despite what we've seen, it's already cost you so much.
Well, number one, Owen, you bring up a great point about the Weather Underground. I come from a working class Irish Democrat family. I mean, my dad and my grandfather, everybody were, because Irish came over here, we were just Democrats by birth. You didn't even consider voting for Republican. Jack Kennedy, I remember my brother says, you know what being a Democrat is, when he walked precincts for Adlai Stevenson the second time. It was just something by culture. And then the Vietnam War came up, and you saw these radicals at the universities, particularly the Weather Underground, and they were killing police officers, and they were, you know, throwing stuff on servicemen coming back and denigrating the service in Vietnam that these young men had never really had either been drafted or volunteered to went to go to the, you know, for the defense of their country, what they believe was the defense of their country. And you saw what the Democrat Party did. And now it's so radical. This is why, Owen, the win in 16, I keep telling people, because I had a ringside seat for that, it was totally providential. I mean, we had a plane, we had a candidate, the greatest candidate since Reagan. We had a set of issues. We had a little bit of money, but not much organization. It was self-organizing, and we had Hillary Clinton, the globalist, as the opposition. It was providential we won. We saw what going against the administrative and deep state, what President Trump had to fight every day. Then in 20, the steal was also providential, because you saw this is not your father's or grandfather's Democratic Party. We're not arguing about difference in kind of education policy or difference in marginal tax rates. You're talking about a radical cultural Marxist. These people are as radical on the family side and the cultural side as Mao Zedong and the Red Guards during the Cultural Revolution or during the French Revolution. Their whole purpose is to destroy the nuclear family, and they're trying to weaponize the kids to do that, whether it's gender ideology, CRT, the mask mandates, and particularly that's what they're trying to do with the vaccines, which was your segment before, which quite brilliantly talks about the undertones of what this election's about. In addition, it's a totally globalist party now. It doesn't represent working class people. Look, we've shifted the Republican Party in less than 10 years to be a working class, working folks party. That's why African Americans are not voting for the Democrats. The Hill newspaper's been all over that. They've had low turnout in the last couple of days to support Democrats. Hispanics in the Rio Grande Valley and South Texas are now flocking to Republicans like never before. We have built a working class coalition that is not just populist, it's nationalist. It believes in the sovereignty of this country. It doesn't believe in America as an idea. It believes in America as a nation with borders, a nation with sovereignty, and most important, a nation with American citizens. And we're prepared to step up, whether the enemy is in Davos, whether the enemy is in Brussels, the City of London, Wall Street, or nation's capital, prepared to stand up against it. And that's why the Democratic Party should go the way of the Whigs before the Civil War. We need to break the back of the Democratic Party, expose their funding, expose their relationship with corporations, and ultimately explain their relationship with the Chinese Communist Party and other influence peddlers from off our shores, sir.
Well, and, you know, if God is still divinely guiding this nation, And we pray that that's the case, then maybe this was all part of the plan. Allow the Democrats to steal the 2020 elections, to show the people just how bad it really is. Allow them to show their lust, their desire for power, and then what they'll do with it from the most sordid political, cultural aspects of the Democrat Party ideology of grooming children, calling it trans kids, calling it drag queen stripper time, to the basic economic policies and energy policies that have crippled this nation to the degree of which most people can't even believe it, with record inflation, record gas prices, the consumer price index, the producer price index. No, maybe this was all part of the plan. Yeah, let Biden and the corrupt Biden crime family get up there. Let them sniff and grope little kids when they come to the White House. Maybe America really had to see this moment, Steve, really had to live in this moment, experience this moment with their own eyes to understand what we need to do to save this country.
Owen, and I think that brings us back to the beginning of the show. That's why what happened last night in Philadelphia is so important. It's ironic. It happened in the birthplace, in the cradle of liberty, right there near Independence Hall, right in the same city where the great documents of the Declaration and the Constitution were negotiated and signed and brought forth, that really set up ourselves as the new Jerusalem. That's what America is. America is a divinely inspired country, and we've got to get back to that. But we had to fight this battle last night for the control of the Senate, what could be the whole shooting match, which they're so in. They actually had a cyborg, a man-machine merger up there. You could see it for every, and they didn't pull it off. And that's what I think shocked the operatives in the Democratic Party. It should shock the nation. There is nothing too low that these people won't do to maintain power. That's what we're going to see in the next 13 days. I mean, Alex has warned us about false flag cyber attacks, everything. People have to be on watch. You have to be focused. The next 13 days should all be about how we take this country back, and we're taking back at the ballot box. We have to both show up to get the vote out, and we have to both show up to get it on, and we have to secure it.
Well, yeah, you got to have your head on a swivel. Democrats are not just going to relinquish this power so easily. And my biggest fear is they now see the power that they truly desire at an arm's length away. I'm talking about adding a 51st, 52nd state so they can add their votes in the Electoral College, rig it that way. We're talking about amnesty so they can overwhelm the popular vote as well. I'm talking about ending the filibuster so there'll be no means of stopping them when they try to write their legislation. They see all of this right there at an arm's length, and that's why I'm afraid the moves that they're going to make here with 13 days left till the midterms are going to be paramount. But I think people see it. I mean, I don't know about you, Steve, but in my walk of life, when I go around, when I talk to people, random people, strangers, friends, family, I don't know anybody that supports the Democrats right now. We're talking about lifelong liberals, even Democrat voters. And even they're kind of like, I don't know if I can support these guys.
I think you're right. I think, look, they're so over the top what they've done in destroying the economy, what they've done geopolitically, right? Putting unlimited arms into and money into Ukraine and not really paying attention to Taiwan or the South China Sea or the rise of the Chinese Communist Party. You see what they've done to capital markets in this country, whether it's 401ks or the bond market. You see what you've done to your income. You see it across the board. But the most radical thing they've done, if everything they've done to destroy American life and shut our full spectrum energy dominance. It's what they've done around the family that exposes their true cultural Marxism, because this is what the French Revolution wanted to do. This is what Mao Zedong attempted to do to the Chinese people, to break the back of Lao Beijing, break the back of the family, and weaponize the children against the parents. You're seeing it all right now in real time, but everybody has an opportunity to stop it. If we don't stop it now, Owen, it's over. We have one opportunity, and God has given us this opportunity, divine providence, but divine providence works through human agency. And trust me, divine providence works through many imperfect instruments. Donald Trump, Steve Bannon, Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, yourself, Owen, very imperfect instruments. But he is definitely working through us, and this is why we have to deliver on November 8th.
I'm starting to get that big game anticipation. I'm starting to get that big fight feel, folks. 13 days out from the midterms. And look, we're talking about the greatest country in the history of this planet offering the most freedom and prosperity than any other country in known history. And its future of survival, it all is 13 days away. That's why it's so paramount. Steve Bannon, great stuff as always. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Owen, thank you so much for having me. Always an honor to work with you guys at InfoWars. And we always have Alex Jones's back.
We appreciate that, brother. Thank you so much. There goes Steve Bannon. Wow, what a great hour with two great guests here as we conclude hour number two of the Alex Jones Show. We got another great guest coming up in the next hour, Greg Mannarino, going to be talking about a lot of economic issues. But ladies and gentlemen, remember, InfoWarsStore.com, huge sales happening right now, up to 50% off top-selling, top-rated supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, like BrainForce Ultra or BrainForce Plus. The great nootropics, those are on sale. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, this is a top seller. We have trouble keeping it in stock. It's so popular. That's on sale 50% off. Not to mention the book. You want to understand all this? You're listening to this today and you're saying, man, this is overwhelming information. How do I get caught up? Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. The paper, the hardback copy. You can also get the autographed version. That's how you can get up to speed on all of this that we talk about on the transmission. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Your support there keeps us on air.
Do you have brain fog or loss in short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.